weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge
5:32. If you're wandering around Cambridge over the weekend and wondering where all the buskers have gone, that's because they're in the Cambridge University Centre. Buskerama is taking place on Saturday and Sunday. It's being organised by Cambridge Wine Merchants. From there, I've got Gareth Pickering and also Seb Squire. And also we have one of the buskers as well, Paul Christofferson, who is with us as well.
Hello
to everyone. Where do we start? We've got a collection of people in the studio. Gareth, let's start with you. Why a busking event?
So we just wanted to work with the local buskers after the success of the summer festival, and we wanted to bring that indoors. It's a new space for us at the University Centre. We've not done anything bar-wise in there. We got the took over the place in November. This is the first time we've done anything this big there.
Because you put on a comedy, I think, you've had on haven't you?
We've done Wine Guns. Yeah, we've done some really big things there, but this is kind of the biggest music event that we've opened it up to, and it's something we haven't done before. This is all new and shiny for us, so it's a bit daunting.
Yeah, we managed to get. I was going to say, Seb, it looks like a logistical nightmare, just looking at the list of artists you've had ready to perform. 30? 40? How many?
I mean, yeah, it's looking like that. It's a pretty constant stream from 2 p.m. up until around 11 in the evening. Little changeovers in between, but I'm sure we'll figure it out as we go along.
Yeah, I'm sure. The trouble is, I guess, once one person overruns, Phil Mears is on first. You've got to hope he keeps the time, because once one person claims an extra 5 or 10 minutes, you're done for then.
Kind of a little bit like the Doctors, isn't it? I'm sure you pull it back somewhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Little gaps in between, and we'll make sure that everything keeps running.
We'll just have some stage lights and a little clock ticking to stop them from doing it.
So. Yeah, a shepherd's crook on standby, just in case somebody overruns. Paul, I guess it's a little bit different to your normal busking setup.
Well, usually I'd be outside St Mary's Church, usually without an amp, trying to get the money of tourists or get people to be won over to the side of slightly odd acoustic folk. But it's a big change. But I've seen a lot of people I know, Emma Spray, Louis Nadam from Maverick, are doing it. And it sort of enticed me, like this event at the University Centre, to busk indoors.
So yeah, it's not bad. And will a hat be passed around at regular intervals for all of this?
Passed around, yeah.
Okay.
Every artist is going to come with hat in hand, definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, well, look, we'll chat some more in a moment or two. But Paul, I better ask you maybe first of all to perform something for us.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
I'll be performing Chalk, which is one of my EP Songs for the Rain, which I think should be on my SoundCloud somewhere.
Okay.
It's all the same, nothing new to say. She is getting reckless, and then she says, I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. He collapses, coffee cup in hand. She was all he had. Now she leaves the room. All the things they did, the years just flood right back. Oh, we cannot cope. The camel broke its back, tied up by rope. I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. Walking slowly away, her image, his dismay. She was all he had. I think I'm gonna be sick, so break my bones and call me it, I'm half a man. He was more than I ever could have been. He's so special, cradled in your magazines. I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. Anymore, no, anymore at all.
Thank you.
Oh, I enjoyed that. That was good. And do you just do busking, or do you sometimes do a gig in a pub, in a club, or wherever?
I came from busking from being in a band. So we did a few gigs like the Fiver at the Junction, Very Sound, and then sort of that split up as things did.
Oh, what was the band?
And so I sort of thought, well, let's take my music to myself. And I've been sort of doing open mics around Cambridge, like the Earl of Beaconsfield, the Golden Hind, and I've looked at things like the Relevant Records Cafe, because I've played there with the band before. But so far, for about a year and a half, it has been mainly busking sort of around the Guildhall, and especially on King's Parade, as usually I don't really busk with an amp, and there's a sort of the lack of vehicles there means it's just sort of you and people walking about.
And as a busker, maybe more so than if you're playing a performance set, do you adjust the lineup of what you're playing according to the reaction that you get from the crowd? Because obviously, if the crowd are happy, more coins go in the hat, don't they?
Definitely. I think I use a lot more covers when I'm busking, because, I mean, if people don't know what you're playing, generally, if it's just you and a guitar, that won't be recognised, it won't even be noticed. Mm. Either you sing incredibly loudly and potentially annoy a lot of people, but with things like Ed Sheeran, Green Day, I'm sort of guaranteed a certain amount.
So, I guess quite, you know, Ed Sheeran in particular, that's such a wide following, and so many familiar songs now. Arguably a very short space of time. It's, and the artists, are you familiar? I know you reeled off a few names there, but do the buskers kind of hang out together, as it were?
Not really. I mean, you'll see a few familiar faces at open mics and events like this, and I know Emma Spray, who I was once in a martial arts class with, so it's sort of...
That's a whole different feature. Yeah. I think we should write that down and maybe say that for another time.
I mean, I know people as friends, but generally I think it's fairly separate until it comes to events like this, when you see many familiar faces.
Who had the highest coloured belt, you or Emma?
Oh, Emma. Definitely.
Okay, don't argue with Emma if there's any quibbling. So who is responsible for putting the programme together?
It's actually Greg.
Greg Antar. Yeah. Mr. Butler is responsible for all of this.
So we approached him... off the back of the festival over the summer, and he kindly said yes, he'd love to assist, because there's obviously a lot of buskers in Cambridge, and they're quite hard to gather into a room at the same time. So he's obviously got all the contacts.
Is it important for Cambridge wine merchants to do something, just to, if you like, create a special atmosphere, a vibe around the various a few places around Cambridge, I know, but to make yourselves, if you like, be distinctive from
some of the others. Yeah, we try to diversify all of the shops, so they're all different. So we've got four branches in Cambridge, two with big bars. Obviously, our Bridge Street ones are our baby, and we put a lot of time and effort into that. We were given the University Centre bar to just help rejuvenate the building, and it's a fantastic building to be working in, with a great team down there, so we're really lucky to have it. I know the River View as well, that's spoiled, so... Yes.
Anybody with a look over the river just gets, you know, just a complete pleasure, really, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So what comes next then? Obviously, you've got this, which is going to take up your time on Saturday and Sunday. Is there other things planned for the future?
Yeah, we have another band called Controversy coming up on the 20th, and then moving on into November, quite a few things coming up, a few whiskey tastings. We've got Wine Gums again.
And that's the comedy, isn't it?
That's the comedy. Yeah. That comes up again towards Christmas. And, yeah, just quite a lot of big music events coming up. Everything's on cambridgewine.com/events. And, we're trying to keep it busy.
And this might be an obvious question, but do you tend to sell more wine when there's an event on, and maybe does the comedy crowd, do they maybe pick a different set of wine to what somebody might do, say a general day or maybe the Buskers weekend?
It just always surprises us. So we always expect something, and then the opposite happens. So keep everything there, and just as long as everybody can get what they want on the day, then we tend to be quite happy.
That seems a reasonable plan. I'm going to be really cheeky. I'm going to ask Paul to do one more song for us to play us out towards the travel.
This one's called Fine.
I remember summer days, couldn't help but to escape to you. I remember lonely nights, couldn't help to keep and fight my own. You took my hand and we walked, all I wanted was to stay and talk with you. Yeah, yeah, I'm alright. The deep blue eyes and long dark hair, couldn't help to stop and stare. You were, she was life and she was fire, slowly feeding my desire for it all. Yeah, I'm alright, doing fine on my own. Yeah, yeah, I'm alright, doing fine on my own. Night arose and you were gone, my every dream was all alone. Now I know. And I remember every day and how I kept so kept away from you. Yeah, yeah, I'm alright, doing fine on my own. Yeah, yeah, I'm alright, doing fine on my own.
That's Paul Christofferson, who is going to be performing on Saturday afternoon at Buskerama, 3:40. It starts at 2 o'clock on both Saturday and Sunday. Runs, I'm guessing, looking at the timings, 3 till 11, guys. Is that about right? And for those who don't know, the Cambridge University Centre is where?
It's on just near the Mill Pond.
Easily found.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's great. Well, everyone, Gareth, Seb, also Paul as well, particularly for the music. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah.
And it's 6:15 now.